Lord have mercy, was it?
Sounded like our panther, all right.
Well, I thought you said he'd probably sleep in his den for a while.
Maybe he was hungrier than I thought. He's already out looking for another meal.
Man, that sounded like he was close, Smoke.
Maybe he thinks he's hunting us instead of the other way around.
Smoke's thoughts went back to the feeling he'd had earlier when they were riding away from the ranch headquarters. That sensation of being watched had stayed with him off and on the rest of the day, but he had never spotted anyone spying on him. He didn't think he could blame it on the panther, though. The creature had been far away the first time he had experienced that uneasiness.
I better build up the fire.
Hold on. The cat's probably scented our horses. He might make a try for them if he's hungry enough, and if we let the fire burn down a little more.
You mean to use the horses as bait?
I don't like the idea, but I like even less the idea of that killer prowling around the ranch. Here's what we'll do. Let's fade back into the woods on both sides of the camp and keep an eye out for a while. If the panther makes a try for the horses, we should be able to pick him off. You go in the trees over there.
Cal agreed without hesitation. He always did whatever Smoke told him and would have even if he didn't ride for the sugar loaf. He had that much respect for the older man. Carrying his Winchester, Smoke drifted like a phantom into the trees on the other side of the camp. He hoped the wind wouldn't carry their scents to the panther. He leaned his shoulder against the trunk of a tree growing in front of a boulder that rose several feet above their head, and he settled down to wait. He had a good view of the fire and the horses from there. The panther hadn't screamed again, and the horses had gone back to cropping on the grass where they were picketed. Smoke had considered tying them to some trees, but he wanted them to be able to pull loose and at least have a chance to get away if the big cat reached them. He didn't intend to let that happen, however. He had the rifle ready with a bullet in the chamber, and he could bring it to his shoulder and fire in less than the blink of an eye.
Uh-oh.
Smoke looked up. He saw a sleek shape launch itself from the top of the boulder, fangs and claws poised to rip the life from it. The big cat twisted in midair as a bullet tore through it. The panther's momentum made it crash into Smoke anyway. The cat thudded to the ground and did not move again. Smoke knew it was dead. The shot must have been a perfect one through the heart to kill the beast that quickly. Smoke leaped to his feet and was about to call his congratulations to Cal for making such a shot when he realized the sound of the blast hadn't come from the other side of the camp. Whoever had fired was on his side. Once again, he remembered the odd sensations he had experienced since leaving the ranch headquarters earlier in the day. The other rifleman might well have saved his life by killing the panther, but that didn't mean the hombre wasn't a threat.
Smoke! Smoke! Are you all right? Did you get him?
Smoke didn't say anything. He didn't want to give away his position. He ghosted backwards into deeper shadows and waited for his rescuer, if that's what the man actually was, to show himself.
You might as well come on out of there, youngster. I can see you, and if I'd wanted to shoot you, I'd done it already. Or else just let that big old varmint have you.
Preacher!